Do some people, because they merely lose their temper, does that mean that's a dark side for somebody?
Well, their anger would be their dark side, and so they lose their temper. And when you have a lot of suppressed anger, and then somebody says something to you or does something to you, blow up. It's just that you have a lot of anger, that unhealthy anger in your body. So that can become somebody's dark side. And a lot of times people do violent acts because they explode. I mean, that's what road rage is, right? All of a sudden you're fine, everything's good. Somebody pulls in front of you and you're a maniac.
Some of the most docile people I have seen, Debbie, road rage, and you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I've seen little old ladies in their 80s who may be driving, and all of a sudden they lose it. You see them chasing people down the freeway.
Yeah. This is how it works. It's like, imagine that anything, any part of your dark side that you don't want or anything that's not okay. So let's say anger is an emotion that, especially in the United States, is kind of poo-pooed, right? It's not cool to be angry. So every time you suppress it, imagine it's like taking a beach ball and holding a beach ball underwater. So when you hold a beach ball underwater, it takes a lot of energy to kind of hold that beach ball down. And what we do as humans is we create all kinds of stuff on top of, let's say, that anger. Now somebody cuts in front of you and you can't hold that under that anger under your consciousness anymore, right? So what happens if you let the beach ball go? It like pops up, right? And it'll hit you in the face. That's what your dark side does.
And it pops up pretty fast too.
Very fast, like it's snap of the finger, and there's nothing, you can't control it because it's been wanting to come forth. And so, you know, I would tell somebody, get a pillow and a bat and do anger work for 28 days and allow it to come out, because if you allow it to come out in some safe way, then it doesn't have to just blow up on you.
Why do some people have this kind of rage where they can't control it and other people can? I mean, you've heard so many people say, you know, I've got a long fuse. I mean, once it gets there, I blow up and it's gone and I forget it like within a half hour or so and then I'm fine. Yet other people, when they blow up, they don't stop, and their rage, their anger, their temper just continues to fester. What is it about people that they just can't let it go?
Well, I think we have different kinds of personalities, and some people are more passive and some are more aggressive. And of course, depending on what happened to us when we were growing up and how we, if we weren't ever allowed to express our emotions, for instance, in a house, people that grew up with parents that had a lot of suppressed rage or rageaholics will tend to have more of that they've been holding inside of themselves. So all of a sudden they have no control, because it's just like, you know, years and years and years of rage that's trying to get out. And so once you let it out, you want to watch out for those people.
Well, how much of the rage is developed when you're a kid?
I would say most of it. I mean, sometimes, you know, I do work with people that, you know, had kind of a happy childhood, and finally when they're, you know, 13 or, you know, 18, something happens, and that starts to trigger it. But mostly, it's, if we look, we can usually look back. So let's say this is what generally happens. If you grew up in a house where one of your parents was a rageaholic, or both of them,
mm-hmm.
or you had a lot of violence, you probably made the decision, I don't want to be that. And so when I decide I don't want to be that, which is what most of us did about things about our parents that we didn't like, then we will do the opposite.
Can we?
We can when we're young, usually, because we have a lot of defenses, right? And our emotional immune system is strong. But then, as we get older, we can't hold it down anymore, because there's too many beach balls. And that's when we start to become like our parents. We start doing the things we said we would never do.
Okay, here's an example when you talk about rage. There are, by the way, and I've now believed this, that there are men who beat women and there are women who beat men. It happens on both ends of sexuality. However, let's use the guy for the example right now, because that happens most of the time. What has happened to this individual in his life that causes him to strike out against his loved one or somebody he cares about with such rage? I mean, did it happen when he was a child, or did he just develop this?
Well, they develop it, but you know, it's negative love. See, a lot of people have some attachment. They have put love and violence together. Because the people, if you're a child, naturally you love your parents, right? I mean, that's just innate in a child. And so if you were abused in any way, whether it was emotionally, physically, or sexually, and you love that, a lot of people all of a sudden have a connection, and it forms in your brain, right? It's a belief system that love and violence go together. And so these people have a lot of rage inside of them, then, you know, I don't think they sit, no, I can't wait to go home and beat my wife, right?
No, something triggers these people.
Something triggers them, and they have no control, and how they're going to get their emotion out. Because it's usually, if you think about it, if we go back and ask that person, how old are you when you're beating your wife? They're usually some adolescent, some out-of-control adolescent that's taking out their rage. They're not thinking logically at the time. And that's why we've got to deal with our emotions. Because if we don't deal with our emotions, then our emotions will deal with us at some time in our life.